Welcome to Daf Yomi. Yerushalmi Shir is sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the wars in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Psachim Daf Chofei in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel, and we're starting the two dots in Daf Chodal Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. The Mishnah brought a few shittas. How do I do Hafroshas Chala on Pesach? The problem is that the Chala is something you're not allowed to touch. But if you don't touch it, it'll become Chametz. So what do you do? So the Mishnah brought three opinions. Rabbi Elazar says, you put all the bread, all the dough into the oven, and in one piece, the woman leaves an oven, lets it burn. Ben Beseir said, put the dough into cold water. And Rabbi Yeshua says, there's no Isur Bal Yiroi Bal Yimatzeh on Chala. So says the Gemara, Kate said, Yaseh Al Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara now is coming to explain Rabbi Elazar's Shito. He says, put everything in the oven, and then what's going to happen? So stage one is, how can I put all the different pieces of dough into the oven, even though one of them is going to be challah? It's aroma. What's the aroma? He says, any one of these doughs, this is the one I want to eat. I didn't make a decision which one will be challah. So anyone is potentially the dough that is for me, and therefore every piece of dough could go into the oven. Okishu roide, when he removes it from the oven, redia means to take it out from the oven. Meaning each dough taking out, each bread now taking out from the oven, why can he take out more pieces from the oven? Because each one, when he takes out, he says, you know what, I want to let it get old, I want to leave it aside, that's not the one I want to eat. Takes another bread from the oven. Maybe this is the one I want to eat. Actually, no, then takes another one. This more clearly understands that removing a extra bread from the oven is asur in Yom Tov. You'll all remove only the ones you want to eat, so you need to have the potential that each bread you want to eat. Umishari achas, but one bread is left inside. That's the hafroshas challah, and that stays there and gets burned. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua argues with a blazer. It says, you can't do this. Lo nimtzes kesoyrev kotshim b'Yom Tov. By leaving the bread of challah in the oven, you're burning it. And you're causing a kotchim to be burned in Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn kotchim in Yom Tov. You're not allowed to get rid of kotchim in Yom Tov. You have to wait for after Yom Tov. Now here, the problem is if you leave it for after Yom Tov, it'll become chametz. So Rabbi Elazar says, just leave it in the oven, it'll get burned on its own. Says Rabbi Yeshua, by the end of the day, you're making your strafas kotchim be Yom Tov. Says Rabbi Elazar, no, but because it's coming on its own, she's not actively putting the bread into the fire, so therefore it's okay. Says the word of Chofei Amud Aleph, Omar le Rabbi Elazar. That's the Gersa of Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Elazar answers to Rabbi Yeshua. What does Rabbi Yeshua say? Leave the bread out and let it become chametz. So lo nitzei so'iver al ba'yoroi bal yimotze. According to you, is there zavir ba'yoroi bal yimotze? You have chametz over here. Omar lo yisei, answers Rabbi Yeshua. Mutov la'aver mitzvah be'loisa seshe le'bas tefonov. Me mitzvah be'loisa seshe bas tefonov. Meaning, it's better to do a loisa seh b'shev al taisei. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you put the dough aside originally and let it become your bali matzah without doing any ma'aseh to it. Then doing a ma'aseh, taking the dough, putting it in the oven, and by that burning it. Now Rabbi Yeshua is talking l'shitas Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua himself holds there's no bali matzah over here. Because he's, like I said in the Mishnah, that challah doesn't belong to you and there's no isur bali matzah on challah. But he says, even according to you, Rabbi Elazar, that you hold, that you do rebel your bali matzah, it's Shevaal Tais. It's better not to put it in the oven and cause it to have Srifas Kotchim and Yom Tov. Just leave it aside. Says Mu'amar Pinchos, Asen Ilin Plukto, Kielin Plukto. I mean, this Machlaikis, if it's better to do Shevaal Tais or Kumbehese, Rabbi Elazar holds, it's better to take the dough, put it into the oven, and cause it indirectly to get burned, than leave it and let it become Bali Rabbi Motzeh. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's better to just not touch it. Shevaal Tais, Odif. It's the same machlokes like the following machlokes. The Taniya Tamon, we learned this, we mentioned in the end of Maseches Eruvin, Hanisonim b'maton achas v'chule. So what we're referring to over there is when you have korbanos, they have to do one matona. You have to take the blood and sprinkle it once on the Mizbeach. Then there's korbanos, you have to sprinkle it in the four corners of the Mizbeach. If they got mixed up with each other, what do you do? Rabbi Elazar says, better to sprinkle four times the Mizbeach, and then you make sure you for sure did the four sprinkles. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, better to do only one sprinkle. You take the mixture of these two korbanos, one that needs the one sprinkle, one needs the four sprinkle, you do only one sprinkle. So, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar v'lanu yetzeta oiver al ba'al tigra. Says Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yeshua, but according to you, by sprinkling only once, so the korban that requires four different sprinkles is missing out. You're oiver al ba'al tigra. Amar Rabbi Shul, Lo Nimtzes Ha'Ivir Al Baal Toisif. According to you, you're Ivir Baal Toisif. Instead of sprinkling once, you're sprinkling four times. Amar Lai, he told him, Mutav La'Avar Al Mitzvah B'Loi Saseh Shloi Bas Tefonai Mi Mitzvahs B'Loi Saseh Shebos Tefonai. Meaning Rabbi Shul is telling Rabbi Lazar, it's better to do B'Shev Al Taiseh than Kuv Eseh. According to you, you're sprinkling four times, you're Ivir An'Avir Al Baal Toisif. If according to me, I'm doing only once, maybe I'm Ivir Baal Tigra, but without doing a Maiseh, Shev Al Taiseh Adif. So the exact same machlekes there is machlekes over here. Says the Gemara, "I did Reb Lazar Yikur Loshem V'Yerdeno." According to Reb Lazar, why don't I just say, "Give him the name of Chalo and take it out from the top, and after I give the name of Chalo?" Says the Gemara, "Asur L'Taltel. It's Mukze. In Al Metal, you can't eat it, so it's Asur B'Metilto V'Yerdeno V'Yikur Loshem. Why don't I take it out from the oven? Similar to what we said before, that this could be the one I'm going to eat, and afterwards give it the name of Chalo." If you take it out with all the other doughs, with all the other breads, he may come to eat this bread which is challah. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Chaim's Girsu, is v'yikre l'shem v'yirdeno. Give it a name. Take it out. For you lechimo acheres the Karen Zofis. And take it out with another bread together with it. As we said there, metaltein truma toyer matmeyo imachulin. You could take truma toyer with the tmeyo with the chulin. Once you're taking chulin, you could take with the truma as well. So once you're taking the challah, which is edible, take with it the challah as well. Says more veloy dam. It's not the same thing. Tamon tmeyo letzorech toyer. Pramacha chulin letzorech tmeyo. There, the main thing what I'm carrying is the toyer, the chulin. And I just bring the tmeyo with it. It's okay. The tmeyo can join the carrying of the toyer. But here, the main thing I want to move is the challah, which I can't eat. So I'm taking chulin with it. So I'm using the main thing is the challah. The challah I can move. Chavrai Abaya, so the friends of Beis Hamikdash asked, V'yashlichenu l'ashboi v'yikachenu. Why don't they do the following? Take a dough that you could take, say, I'm going to eat it. Then throw it to the garbage, and then call it Shem challah. So V'yashlichenu magdish dovo shenu shaloi. It's not considered to be yours. Once you threw it to the garbage, it's considered to be that it's hefker. And if it's hefker, it's dovah shein shlo, you can't make it challah. So why does he make it kaddush? And then throw it to the ashba. Meaning he's going to do it right next to the garbage and let it fall into the garbage. How can he throw it to the garbage, challah, that doesn't belong to him? He can't throw it once it becomes challah. Rav Yirmiyahu Abayi, v'yafridena v'yashlichenu l'over abayis v'yikrol Hashem. Says Rav Yirmiyahu, I have another solution. Make it into small crumbs, throw it in the air, and while it's in the air, he calls it a name. But now it's small crumbs, going to be thrown in the air and get lost. Says Gemara, there's a problem with this solution of Rav Yirmiyahu. Why? Tamon Omer Rav Yirmiyahu Mishem Azoiro, Shnei Chatzei Zeisi B'Toch HaBayis Ein HaBayis Mitzarif. Bekli HaKli Mitzarif. Rav Yirmiyahu says, I have two halves of a kazayis. Legabi Chometz, if I have two halves of a kazayis in the house, they don't join together. But in the Kli puts them together. So the house not considered to be joining in one shot to make the kazayis one. And here he says, make it into small crumbs, throw it in the air. You throw it in the air, they're not connected. You can't give it a shem challah. Answers the Gemara in the Chofei Amud Beis, Omer Rav Yosi, Atshu Bavir Abayis Yikarel Hashem. He calls it a challah while it's still in the air. Avir Abayis Mitzarev L'challah. In Karka Abayis Mitzarev, here we have two Gersoris, or the argus is in a Karka Abayis Mitzarev L'chometz, another Gersoris in a Karka Abayis Mitzarev L'challah. So according to our Gersoris, what the Gemara is saying is, depends. There's a difference here between the air and the ground. In the air, the house does Mitzarev them together, but when they fall on the ground, they're bottled to the ground, and therefore they're not Mitzarev together. Now the difference between the Gersoris, according to Rav Chaim, is, does Rav Yirmiyahu hold regarding Challah, though the house is Mitzarev it together? Because usually we have a rule that the house is considered to be for challah, one big place, and it's called mukov, close to each other, to be good enough for challah. According to our Yisrael, Rav Yirmiyahu agrees with that. Only regarding chometz, he says, that once it falls on the ground, it's bottled to the ground. And we're just saying the idea that what's in the air, it connects together for challah, and then it's also together for chometz. Once it falls on the ground, it's bottled. According to the other Yisrael, Rav Yirmiyahu says, a house never connects anything, not for chometz, and not for challah. But that's only when it's in the ground. When it's in the air, it does connect it together. Continues the Gemara brings another example of haroma that we saw over here. You have a mother and a child, a cow and a calf, that fall into a pit. So Blazer says, you could shecht only one of these animals, because you're not allowed to shecht a mother and a child in the same day. So what do? You take out one of the animals that you can use for Yom Tif. The second one, you leave it in the pit and you have to give it some food in order for it not to die. Rabbi Shua, Yalis, Arishlam, not Lishchot, Filo Yishchot. Meaning he's going to take the first animal and with intention to shecht it, but then he's going to change his mind and say, you know, I don't like this animal so much. V'yarim, we'll do our Romo. V'yalis, Asheri, think of the second animal. Abish Shechishev, Shaloi Lishchot, Echad Mehem Mutter. So even though originally he knew that one of them is not going to shecht, it's still okay, that's called aroma because I didn't choose which one I'm going to shecht. So I take one, and then it's I'll take the other. So ask the Gemara, Aboyin Barchia Bayim, Mechal Fashitosa de Ablozer. Chur Ablozer is contradicting himself. Talmud Noyim Asu Laharim, Ve'achu Oyim Muto Laharim. There he says, don't do aroma, you can take out only one animal out of the pit. By us, regarding the Afrashas Chalo, he says you can bake all the Chalas, even the one that you're going to do Afrashas Chalo from. And as we explained before, you do aroma. So does Rabbi Elazar allow to do aroma or does not? Answers the Gemara, Ocho Mishum Bal Yiror Bal Yimotze, Tamon Ma'isloch. Here we try to avoid Bal Yiror Bal Yimotze, so he allows to do aroma. There, I don't have any big aver happening if I shecht only one animal, the other one I leave in the bor, in the pit. So he doesn't allow to do aroma. Maklefot Shittos Yedei Bishua. Bishua also seems to be contradicting himself. Tamu Noyim Muto Larim. There he says you can take one animal and the other. V'ocho Oyim Rosu Larim. Here he says you should not do aroma and put all the doughs into the oven. He should say the chali, just leave it aside. And to the Gemara, Oma Aviti Kan Shvus V'Kan Chiyuv Chatos. There, to take an animal out of the bor, it's a shvus, a zeisut derabanan of mukze. Here, if you're doing a strefa scotch beyond the kurte b'shur, by putting the dough into the oven, you're going to burn it, and that's called a yisuchatos. You're not allowed to burn kotch b'yontov. And Rav Chaim points out, it's not a mamash yisuchatos, because in yontov you don't have chatos. But it's a lav. It's a yisur deraisa. So every b'shur says, don't do it, even though you could do harama, because you're touching an yisur deraisa, he doesn't allow to do it. Homer of Yosi Baraboyin, Taman kede lechus al nechseim shel Yisrael. Hocho ma'islach. So there's another answer. There, if you leave the second animal in the pit, it probably will die or get damaged. So in order to protect the moment of Am Yisrael, to save the moment of Am Yisrael, we're allowed to do aroma. But here, what is the point to do aroma? Just let the challah stay outside. Anyway, the challah is not going to the kohen and nobody else can enjoy it. So there's no loss here of moment Yisrael. Rav Yitzchok, Verishaya, Chat Kadin, Chat Kadin. Verishaya also brought these two answers. One like one answer, the other one like the other answer. The Gemara didn't say who said what. Says Barachio said like a Meseiro, the best thing to do is put the challah into the water, soinin, allow it cool down, and that's how you leave it for the entire Yom Tov. Because Mishnah says later, Tofach til tosh betsoinin. When a woman sees that the dough is getting big, she should put it into cold water. So the Mishnah tells us the solution not to make something chum, it's put into cold water. Says when we lie on their abundant peligin. Rabbanan disagree with this raya. Why? The Mar of Chizkiyahu Ravo b'Shem Rabbi Elazar Kol Mokam Sheshon Arei Machlekes V'Chozer Shon Estam Halocha Kestam. Whenever we find a Machlekes and then we find Stam Mishnah, Halocha is like Stam Mishnah. So if our Mishnahs tell us that we have three different opinions what to do with the Chal, one of them says to put it in the cold water. Then later we find a Mishnah that says to put it in cold water. So Chur Pashut that Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Meseira, the best thing is to put it in the cold water. So why does Rabbi Brachi have to darshan that the halacha is like b'meseiro? The fact that he's had to darshan that way, that means he learns that there's no raya from the Mishnah later. Why? Because by us we talk about challah, what you should do lechatchila. Lechatchila, maybe we agree not to, that it's better not to go like b'meseiro and to rely on the cold water. Later we talk about we have no other choice. A woman is dealing with dough and she sees that it may become chametz. So what is the solution? Put into cold water. So says the Gemara, the raya you want to bring from later, the fact that Barachio had to say that halacha is like b'meseiro, that means he doesn't think this is a good raya. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Chofei.